Hawaii station ID. Yeah, I pulled it up. I got it now. Thank you for that. Didn't know anything about it. So I guess I need to figure out which one of these frequencies is closer to me.
Information for you, that's going to be 145.470. 145.470. Offset is 600, negative offset, PL tone of 91.5. The repeater is in up on Caesar's Head, but it covers the Cleveland area, which will be closest to you. The name of the repeater is K90H, or the guy who owns it is K90H. His name is Billy. But drop up there. If you look on the cut sheet, it says to the far right, it'll say Greenville-Spartanburg Regional Skywarn. So anything to do with weather that can hurt somebody, these guys are pretty serious about this. And all of those repeaters listed on that page are linked so that they can contact in when there's a net or a directed net because of the weather. And see, they send all of your observations through that net to Greenville-Spartanburg. And then Greenville-Spartanburg takes that information and spits it back out to the public on the weather band so that people who are not amateur radio operators know what dangers are coming. So, 145.470, negative offset, 91.5 tone. Just monitor and listen. You'll learn a lot.
Oh, thank you for that information, too. I will definitely program that in. So I see it looks like they do like a little check on 8 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Is that correct?
Nice group, super nice guys, and if you want to check in, what you need to do is just tell them, hey, here's my call. I'm new to all of this. Can somebody give me a brief synopsis of how this works? And they'll stop right then and tell you, because they're all about training and trying to teach people about how this works for that reason. So don't be afraid to ask. All you need to do is just put your call out there and tell him. And he may tell you, okay, well, if you'll hang around and after the net, I'll answer any questions you've got. Or he may stop and answer it right then. But check into it. But what you're going to do is you're going to hear people call in from Columbia. And they do check-ins by region because all of those repeaters are linked in different parts of the state, and even in Georgia. So, you know, just understand they're checking in by regions, but they will definitely help you and stop and explain what is happening and what's going on. Now, I've got a lot of other in-depth information. If they don't fill in the gaps for you, hey, you got my number, just call me, and I'll be glad to help you with it. But that's kind of the way that works. KO4NUE for station ID.
Careful, you're about to time off the repeater. I think it's Chad or Patrick. ND7J, good afternoon.
KO4HKX. Hey, Bob. Nice to hear you in here. It wasn't me, it's Chad this time.
I can't tell you all apart. Your voices are very similar, so I can't tell you apart. But anyway, just a quick reminder, you were just about ready to time out the repeater, which is no fun. But anyway, no big deal. Happens to all of us. We all like to talk, so that's why we're hams. Anyway, I'm just going to kick back on the side here. I'm on my way home from a long, hot day outside. Have a good one, ND7J Mobile.
It's a question. What do you mean by timing out the repeater?
Too long without dropping it. So, in other words, if you're having a longer conversation with somebody, you can say, hang on, let me let it drop, unkey the mic, and then wait a quick second and key the mic back up. That'll reset the... If you talk too long, the repeater thinks somebody's sitting on their microphone or there's an issue, so it will automatically disconnect. Everybody's new, so there's the only dumb question is the one that's not asked. So, anyway, have at it, guys. NT7J.
Information, definitely going to program that in. And then, like I said, definitely love to figure out the buddy system and try to relay information to each other during bad weather or whatever's the case at the time.
And we'll work something out, and we'll figure out a way to get to you. And I got a feeling that's probably going to be Russell or somebody in that area to get over to you. But we'll work it out. Let me plot you on the map and figure out exactly where you are and figure out who's in between us. And then I'll work on Patrick's end, too, figure out how we can get up to Patrick on Simplex as well. But we'll definitely work it out. That won't be a problem. It'll just take a little bit of time. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear and real fine, you, Daniel. It was a pleasure talking to you. And Patrick, you're still in there, bud. Have a great day. I'll talk with both of you later.
Have a good day. Daniel, have a good day. 7-3 to both of you. Enjoyed the conversation. Learned a little bit along the way, and that's what it's all about. KO4HKX, and I'm clear on your finals.
Thank you, guys. Chad, Patrick doesn't need our help. He's got a big old truck. He can hit those zombies on his way to wherever. So he's got a big old car over there. But no, definitely willing and happy to help out however I can. And thank both of you guys, and Russell, you too, if you're still out there, for your help, for your information. And, yeah, definitely keep me up to date of what you want to do, and it was great talking to you guys. Thank you so much for the information, and just for chatting. It was nice. 73, but all you guys have a great day.
I guess let me take the time to rephrase what I was trying to say. Is leave the nice stuff out and tell me the real deal. That's what I was trying to say. But the way I wrote it was kind of braggarty sounding, and I just hadn't had any sleep, and I apologize. I didn't mean for it to sound that way. It was just constructively tell me, okay, you need to work on this, this, and this. That's what I was trying to say.
Man, I didn't have any negative feedback at all. All right. I've given to you. I can think of this. One of the things that I did that the grandparents are confidential at the time was to let people know what that was, because I didn't think we were just going to have all the agents in the very beginning. Trying to go out there so that they know what that is. Because they get to listen for a while and not really know what that is. Because, you know, people ask what where is this group looking? They're not really. But there are other people that don't know. So that's the only thing that I can think of. But nobody's a better critic of you than you. Okay? Like, that's one thing I used to do. Go back and listen to myself. And if I really criticize myself, don't do that. Stop doing that.
Evidently, you didn't see the sweat rags laying around here. Because, I was stressed and I was nervous. And I did go back and listen to the recording. And I tell you, one thing I need to work on is I don't know how many of those I counted in there, but that's got to go, because that was too many. In between, you know, whatever. people don't realize it, but I'm bad about saying, I'll say somebody's call sign and then say, that, you know, if you've got two or three of those in there, that's kind of okay, but, I mean, I counted over 20, and nobody wants to listen to somebody say, all night. I was not being bragging at all. I was asking for some true, okay, here's what you need to do differently. And, because I mean, I know at the end of the day, I know you're a nice person and you're not going to say anything negative. And what I was trying to get across to you in the email was, yeah, take all that away. I need to know what needs to be fixed. You know, and I got a thick skin. I can take it. So that's what I was getting at. Heads up. KL4 NUE, and I'm clear. Have a great day, sir. And 73's to you.